USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine will resume in Europe after EU authorities said that the shot should carry a label warning the risks of rare blood clots. The EU's drug regulating body said Tuesday that the benefits from the vaccine outweighed the risks. The company says it will resume the rollout of its shot to the 27 member countries of the EU, while the use of the shot remains paused in the United States. A CDC advisory panel is scheduled to meet on Friday to discuss lifting that pause, possibly allowing millions of doses of vaccine to be administered again. And the State Department has updated its list of travel advisories, it says, to realign with the recommendations from those of the CDC. Nearly 80% of the world's countries have been moved to a level 4 status, a do-not-travel recommendation due to the continued COVID pandemic. The agency says that travel still poses risks to American travelers, recommending that all citizens reconsider traveling abroad. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Ahead of a climate summit this week, progressive Democrats reintroduced legislation known as the Green New Deal. The package is aimed at transitioning the American economy away from fossil fuels, but Representative Nancy Mace says that reshaping the economy isn't in the best interests of the American people. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that this bill only continues federal spending at an unsustainable pace.
With trying to do a Green New Deal and a housing bill worth about $192 billion, this is on top of a wasteful infrastructure bill costing $2 trillion, almost half of which would be Green New Deal type of spending. On top of that, they're talking about, you know, reintroducing the Green New Deal back when this was done in 2019. That was $93 trillion. And I don't know how you sell this to the American people. This is not good for the American people. This is about the far left trying to change and reshape our economy and our country in their socialist vision.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Lawmakers have continued to question President Biden's decision to set a date later this year to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Senator John Barrasso believes the decision will be a mistake. The Wyoming Republican tells MSNBC that Afghanistan will once again become a haven for terrorists if the U.S. and NATO removes all military presence.
I think what we're going to see, if the U.S. pulls out, NATO will pull out, and the Taliban will take over again. The president's military advisors advised against this, as did his intelligence advisors. They have said this is going to turn the clock back on the women of Afghanistan, you know, girls trying to go to school to get an education will once again be killed. This will also set up a safe haven for those that want to do harm and danger to people all around the country and around the world, not just our country, but around the world. This will be a haven for terrorists. And, you know, people in the United States may say, well, we're tired of fighting radical Islamists. They're not tired of fighting us. So we need to be ever vigilant.
And Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.